Do you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do? All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
Welcome, welcome to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast, brought to you by GSMC Podcast Network. I'm your host, Ariane, and on this episode, I am going to be talking about the benefits of clean and clear water. Now, to start off, I'm going to list a few facts about water and how it has to do with our body. Anyway, so first fact, our bodies are made up of 60% water, and I'm sure most of you already knew that. I thought it was like around 70, but this one said 60. We lose up to 64 ounces of water every day, like through perspiration, anything else. We lose 64 ounces of water every day. 16 of those ounces, or 1 pound, is through our feet. I totally did not know the last two. I didn't know we lost up to 64 ounces of water every day. I also didn't know 16 of those ounces was through our feet. I don't know if that's true for me because my feet are always freezing and I don't know how I could lose that much water through my feet. Anyway, so I feel like we can all agree that, I feel like we can all agree that water is very important. And so in general, it said that women, generally speaking, should be drinking about 90 ounces of water a day, and men should be drinking 125 ounces a day. Again, this is just a general kind of graph, I guess you could say. 90 ounces for women, 125 ounces for men. Now, more specifically, how to figure out for you personally, they say to multiply your weight and multiply it by 2/3, or 0.66. Sixes, all those like sixes. So multiply your weight by 0.66. And then if you work out, add 12 ounces of water for every 30 minutes you work out. That's how much water you should be drinking. I am going to speak about 14 of the overlooked benefits of drinking water. We all know that it's healthy for us. Some of us don't exactly know why, but we've been told that it's the best. So these are 14 overlooked benefits of water. First, it increases your brain power and energy. So since our brains, our brains are 73% water, drinking water helps us think, focus, concentrate, and stay alert. So I feel like that's important. I didn't know that. I did hear that you should drink water in the morning, and that would kind of help you just kind of focus for the day. So maybe that's what I heard. But yeah, drinking water helps you focus and concentrate. Give your kids water through the day. Like if they're at school, have them carry a water bottle, something like that. It also improves your energy levels, because if you're able to focus and concentrate, then you're more likely to be doing things and have that energy. Dehydration. Well, actually, according to research, being dehydrated by just 2% impairs our performance in tasks that require our attention, which makes sense because you see people who are dehydrated and they can't really focus on the things that they're doing, especially athletes. If they're dehydrated, they just can't think of the next step or what they're supposed to be doing at the moment. So dehydration affects our attention span. The dehydration also affects our mood. It reduces cognitive motor skills. It makes us more sensitive to pain and affects our memory. Which I think I can agree. I have a horrible memory. I don't drink a whole lot of water, which after reading this article, I kind of like told myself I should probably be drinking more water. My memory sucks. I just have zero memory. My kids like to joke that I have like short-term memory loss, but I think it's just more like that selective memory because sometimes I don't really like to remember things they say. So anyway, yeah. But anyway, for real, dehydration does affect your memory. And I thought that was pretty cool that it affects our brains that much, especially for concentration and focus. I'm going to have to try that when I'm doing my studies. Water also promotes a healthy weight management and weight loss. I knew this one already, because it, like, you sweat and stuff like that. So water helps remove fat byproducts in our bodies. It helps us feel more full, and it suppresses our appetite. I want to say that it helps us feel more full because, like, it does. But if you feel full, then you don't want to eat a whole lot. So I feel like that's how it can help manage your weight. We are less likely to gain weight if we drink a couple of glasses of water before a meal. Again, if you're drinking water before a meal, like, it, because it said that it makes you feel more full, you're not going to eat a whole lot of that meal. So at that point, you're probably going to be eating like the regular portion amounts. So you're not going to be overindulging in food that can, you know, stick, you know what I mean? Even if it's unhealthy food, it can, you won't eat as much of it. It does remove, like I said before, it removes fat byproducts. So if you drink more water, it's more likely to clear out the fatty byproducts, like I just said, through, like, you know, sweat, going to the bathroom a lot, stuff like that. You'll just get rid of all that stuff. Your body won't hold on to it. So I feel like that's really, really smart if you drink water before your meals, because then it just helps flush everything out. Again, which brings us to our next point. It flushes out toxins. So we've all heard that expression, sweat it out. Well, water helps us flush out waste through sweat and urine. So that's what that's basically speaking about. It prevents kidney stones, protects us from getting UTIs, urinary tract infections. Our bodies naturally detoxify through lungs, liver, and kidneys. So basically, you know, think of water as like a river and the toxins inside of your body as a boat, okay? Now, if the water level is low, the boat can't go anywhere, right? It gets stuck. So there, it just stays in your body. Unhealthy for you to have these toxins in your body. So the more water there is, the higher the water level, stuff like that, the more flow there is, your body can get rid of all of those toxins that are inside your body, which is very important because you don't want to keep those toxins in your body. They could lead to other like infections or possibly even like certain cancers and stuff like that. So you don't really want those in there. Drink lots of water. This one super surprised me. It says that water improves our complexion. Our skin is an organ. We all know that, if you don't know, okay, our skin is an organ and water is important for our organs to function. Now, the lack of water will result in dry, tight, and flaky skin. So if you can like reflect back on, there's a time where you look in the mirror and your skin is just like super dry. You can see it. You can feel it. You know, that you may just think back and ask yourself, you know, was I drinking a lot of water that week? Did I drink enough water that week? I know for a fact I don't drink enough water. I have naturally dry skin though. I don't know what it is. I just have super dry skin. So I have to use like special lotion and stuff like that. But I feel like if I drank more water, it would probably be better for that. So I wouldn't have to spend so much money on the extra lotions and stuff like that. So yeah, it improves our complexion, helps It makes our skin less resilient and more prone to wrinkles. Nobody wants wrinkles, right? So just remember that if you drink a lot of water, it can actually even help reduce wrinkles. Like if you have like super deep wrinkles, it could help, you know, the new skin cells and help reduce the wrinkles that you already have. Water helps moisturize and keeps your skin soft also. So you want that soft, resilient, wrinkle-free skin, right? Everybody does. So I just want to say that with it being the time of year when you're thinking about giving gifts or signing people up for stuff, maybe give them a glass of water with whatever you get them. But also, maybe you don't know what to get anybody. Water is a general thing that everybody needs. So that would kind of be perfect. And it might actually help introduce them to drinking more water to be healthier. Another thing you can do in this holiday giving season is give somebody the gift of Audible. Audible has an unbeatable selection of audiobooks, including bestsellers, motivation, mysteries, thrillers, memoirs, and so much more. This is a great gift because right now, for a limited time, you can get 3 months of Audible for just $6.95 a month. This is actually more than half of the regular price. Everybody likes paying less, right? So with the bottle of water you're going to get them, that's going to benefit their health. You can get them this offer of, or offer them, buy them this Audible. Not just to stimulate their bodies with the water, stimulate their minds, because reading is important. Also, give yourself the gift of listening. And while you're at it, you know, mention it to everybody else that's on your list. For more information, go to audible.com/GSMC Health or text GSMC Health to 500-500. Again, that is audible.com/GSMC Health or text GSMC Health to the short code 500-500. I'm going to take a quick break and come back and talk about more benefits of water.
What happens to your decision-making when you drink? Well, after one drink, you feel confident. A few more, and calling your ex at 1 a.m. seems like a great idea. And you're pretty sure the secret to a great taco is four-day-old macaroni. The bottom line, drunk you doesn't make great decisions. So you're risking a DUI or worse if you count on him to get you home. Plan before you party. Get home safe. Brought to you by Washington Target Zero.
Welcome back to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast. On this episode, we are talking about water and the benefits it has for our bodies. We left off on skin complexion and how it helps reduces wrinkles. It helps moisturize. It helps keep your skin resilient. If you lack of water results in dry, tight, flaky skin, and nobody wants that. We don't like feeling it. We don't like seeing it. Stuff like that. So our next one is it maintains digestive regularity. Water helps our body digest everything we eat. So like back to the river and boat example I said, the more you eat, make sure you drink water with it because it can help flow those toxins and stuff like that out. So, which is good for your digestive system. You don't want things clogging it up. You just want it to flow smoothly. Helps break down the food better so our body can absorb all the positive nutrients that our body needs from the food. And with it breaking down the food better, again, it helps it flow through the digestive tract more smoothly. No block ups, no clog ups, stuff like that. This also, because of those block ups and clog ups, stuff like that, it helps prevent constipation. And nobody likes that. Helps maintain digestive regularity. The river and boat example. Remember that. Keep that in your mind. It also boosts your immunity. Now, I didn't know this. I thought it was mostly like a vitamin C thing that is like the best for your immune system. But water is really, really good for your immune system. Water carries oxygen to our body's cells, resulting in properly functioning systems. So with the oxygen that we breathe in and stuff, with water, will help it get to, will help it get to all of our systems and organs and everything inside. It help get to there and function properly. Again, it flushes toxins out of our system. So along with carrying the oxygen to your body that where it needs to help it, you know, function at its best, it will take the toxins out with it. Flushing toxins from our bladder helps reduce the risk of bladder cancer and infections, such as, like I mentioned before, the UTI thing and the kidney stones thing. So that's another, back to that benefit, why water is so healthy and important for us, benefit there. Water also prevents headaches. And I know when you have a headache, you really don't want to do anything but just lay there with your eyes shut and try to go back to sleep and ignore the pain. But most headaches are a symptom of dehydration. So water is important for our brain function. And what I actually learned in this is if you're dehydrated, if you don't drink enough water, like I mentioned before, how our brains are made up of 73% water. Our brains temporarily shrink due to dehydration. And with the shrinking, it tends to pull your brain away from your skull. And that's what's giving you those headaches because it's painful. So if you have a headache, drink a glass of water and try and lay down, close your eyes. You know what I mean? This is different from tension headaches. This is just dehydration headache, so it can help prevent that. You have to know the difference, because I have a nephew who gets tension headaches, and those are just like from pressure and stuff. It's not the same thing. But if you do know what kind of headaches you get, if it's like all over, maybe just in the front or something, take a glass of water, go lay down, relax. Let's see, the next one is, this will be happy for all the ladies out there. It prevents cramps, but it also prevents aches and sprains. So this is beneficial for the ladies in our cramps, and also athletes or older people as well, because they tend to get injured a lot. So I'm not saying that in a rude way or anything like that. It's just, you know, it's just an old people thing. That's rude. Sorry. But it hydrates our muscles. And with hydrated muscles, we're less prone to sprains. Like, so you're not going to, like, if you step off the curb wrong, you're not going to like completely get injured, but it will help prevent sprains from your ankle, because it makes your, with oxygen and water to your muscles, they're more flexible. Hydrating your muscles makes them more flexible, like I just said. And you're less likely to be sore after workouts. If you have flexible muscles, you're not going to be super, super sore. You know what I mean? You will still feel a little of the soreness if you're like working out really hard. Make sure you drink a lot of water. But in regular routines, this is beneficial for like if you're doing your stretches. My son would be really prone to, he's pulled his hamstring twice, and I know this kid does not drink enough water. I feel like if he would have drank more water during those times in football, he wouldn't have pulled his hamstrings the way he did. And he currently hurts his ankles a lot. So I'm going to have to make sure he drinks a lot more water as I'm going through this. But yeah, it helps you from sprains, pains, makes your muscles more flexible. And water is also a natural lubricant for our not just for our muscles, but for our joints as well. So it can help with that. You don't want like your joints, you know, your bones rubbing against each other. That's never healthy. So remember that it's a natural lubricant for our muscles and our joints. Drink lots of water when you work out. Back to before when I was talking about how much water you should drink, 12 ounces for every 30 minutes you're working out. I'm gonna repeat that just so you know, 12 ounces for every 30 minutes you work out. If you're working out for one full hour, 24 ounces. An hour and a half, 36 ounces. You get the picture. So water, moving on. Water also regulates our body temperatures. Sweat is our body's natural cooling system. I feel like we all know that. If you're young and you don't know that, guess what? Now you know. Our bodies need water to properly regulate the temperature through perspiration. Now, you're not going to lose all of your, like those 64 ounces just strictly through sweat. Of course, you're going to have to go potty more often during the day. So it'll be through that. But if you're drinking the regular, like a decent amount of water every day, then your body temperature will stay regulated. I think this is why I'm always cold, because I'm freezing all the time. I need to drink more water. But then again, I feel like if I drink more water, that's not going to help insulate my body at all. I don't know. Maybe I'll just try it. I'll let you guys know how that goes, because later this week, or this week, I decided after reading this article, I decided I was going to start drinking more water, which I'll let you guys know how much I'm supposed to be drinking at the end of the show. And I'll let you know how, see if I stay on track of drinking this amount of water and how it helps with regulate my body temperature. I hope it helps, because I'm always freezing and it's not fun at all. All right, moving on. The next thing that is a benefit for water is it prevents back pain. And I didn't know this at all. So the preventing the back pain part, this next part I did know. So our bones in our vertebrae are supported by discs. I knew that part. The center of those discs, the nucleus, is made up of water. I did not know that. I knew they were discs. I didn't know there was water inside of those discs. Lack of water can compromise these discs, which cause back pain. And remember how I was saying that I should probably drink more water? All of these benefits I've experienced, like body temperature, I'm always cold, back pain. I've recently experienced this, which I've noticed since I moved out to California. I don't drink as much water. You know what? That's a lie. Since I stopped working in a warehouse, I've drank less water than normal. So I've experienced back pain, irregular body temperature. Cramps are worse. I don't really like sprain my ankles or anything like that. I did when I worked in a warehouse, but I feel like that's a given. I do have more headaches. I've only been sick one time since I've been out here, but that's because my little nasty kids bring home all those germs from their school and everything. I have noticed a difference in my complexion. And let's see, my weight, it doesn't really change that much. And I have had a little bit of issues focusing for some things that I'm trying to, you know, research and study and things like that. So with this back pain, yeah, it helps prevent that. Also, another thing that I know that has been giving me back pain is I stay up and read late. And I don't like position myself in a very ergonomical, I think that's the right word, very good way. If Sarah was here, she's one of the hosts that helps me with health and wellness sometimes, but she'll always, as I'm typing, I'm like sitting sideways or leaning all awkward on the chair. And she always looks at me like, oh my gosh, fix your body, posture, all that stuff. So another thing that could probably relate to my back pain is the awkward body positions I put myself in when I'm like typing or, like I said before, reading late at night. So in that, I should say that what might help myself specifically and other people who read late are Audible. Audible is a selection of books. And Audible has the most unbeatable selection of audiobooks, actually. They have anything you could think of: bestsellers, motivations, mysteries, thrillers, memoirs, anything you can think of. And the reason why I say these are good is because you get to listen to them, hence audiobooks, Audible, right? This would actually help with my back pain, so I can just lay there comfortably and listen to a book of my choice. Cool thing is, right now, for a limited time, you can get 3 months of Audible for just $6.95 a month. That is more than half of the regular price. I think that's amazing because I'm super cheap. But, you know, that's just me. So maybe that's something I'll give myself, is the gift of listening. And while I'm at it, I'll probably think about giving it to somebody else. I know on my list of giving gifts this season, maybe my sister, because I know she likes to read a lot. And maybe my other sister, maybe it might help her get into the vibe of reading. She hates to read. But yeah, get Audible for yourself, for somebody on your list. For more information, go to audible.com/GSMC Health or text GSMC Health to the short code 500-500. Again, that's audible.com/GSMC Health or text GSMC Health to 500-500. We're going to take a quick break and then come back and finish this episode on the benefits of clean and clear water.
What happens to your decision-making when you drink? Well, after one drink, you feel confident. A few more, and calling your ex at 1 a.m. seems like a great idea. And you're pretty sure the secret to a great taco is 4-day-old macaroni. The bottom line, drunk you doesn't make great decisions. So you're risking a DUI or worse if you count on him to get you home. Plan before you party. Get home safe. Brought to you by Washington Target Zero.
Welcome back to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast. We are talking about the benefits of clean and clear water. The next thing on the list here is it improves our heart health. So research has shown that there's a link between coronary heart disease and water consumption. So if you want a healthy heart, I feel like because it's a muscle, it's an organ, and it needs that fluctuation. Like the, remember how I said earlier that it's a natural lubricant? Yeah. Your heart needs to be able to, move properly, beat at a regular rate, and, you know, just do its job basically. So, it does improve heart health. The next thing, included with heart health, it also maintains the viscosity of blood and plasma distribution in our bodies. The viscosity can be regulated also with a good pH level in your water. I do want to say that they said that a healthy pH level in water is 6.5 to 8.5. I just like to think that it's 7.0 or above. I always drink 7.5 or above water, pH level water, because it's more alkaline water than acidic. You don't want to be drinking acidic water because it's just not healthy, because then you're just pumping like dirt, chemicals, and other bad things throughout your body. I mean, water is water, but you want it to be clean, clear water. It also helps prevent bad breath. I haven't noticed if I've had bad breath in the morning. I probably have. If my nephew or my kids have noticed, they probably won't say anything to me because I don't know why. But yeah, bad breath is a very clear sign of dehydration. You ever been near someone who's like been drinking a lot one night, like out at the club, and then they just try and talk to you and their breath is super hot? Not fun. Yeah, so drinking water washes away leftover food, leftover particles, and oral bacteria. So remember that. The last, not last thing, but another thing is, remember how I told you about talking to that person who's been drinking all night? Yeah, well, alcohol consumption causes dehydration, which leads to hangovers. Water helps take the edge off of hangovers. Hangovers, if you don't know, that like your body aches, your head aches. I do want to say that GSMC Podcast Network does not promote drug or alcohol consumption in any way, shape, form, or fashion. This is just on the list, so I'm mentioning it. But yeah, alcohol does dehydrate you. So the suggestion there was, if you are going to drink any alcohol, with each glass or shot that you take, just drink a glass of water with it. So that way you don't get dehydrated, or drink a large glass of water before you end up going to sleep or anything like that. And last, water puts us in a better mood. If our bodies work better and they are properly hydrated, we feel better about ourselves. You know, you're not in pain or like have an ache anywhere, and you're not complaining or just focused on that. So if your body is working better, your internal systems and organs are working at the best of their ability, we just tend to feel better and are in a better mood. Like we don't have time to focus on we don't have time to focus on pain or anything like that. We're more focused on what we should be doing in that moment. So yeah, it helps puts us in a better mood. So with that list, start your day off by drinking a glass of water each morning, just kind of to kickstart your brain and your body. It also helps your metabolism. I heard this wasn't on the list, but I think it goes along with the keeping your digestive tract regular. So yeah, start off your day by drinking a glass of water. It doesn't have to be a large glass, just maybe like 8 ounces, something like that. And like I said earlier in the show, I was going to let you guys know what my specific thing it said, how much water I should be drinking. So doing the calculations that I said before, your weight multiplied by 2/3 or 0.66666666666, all those, I just did 0.66. It said I should be drinking about somewhere around the vicinity of 86 ounces each day. I do not drink that. I don't even think I drink like 40 or 50 ounces of water a day, which is super horrible. No wonder I'm always cold and, you know, have headaches and stuff like that. This is not good. This is a wake-up call for me today, guys. I'm going to start drinking around 86 ounces a day. If you don't know what 86 ounces is, it's probably like, I don't know, around 1.5 gallons, something like that. 16 ounces is 1 pound, if you didn't know that. I only know that because I have children. So kind of perspective there. Again, drink clean, healthy water, a decent pH level, 6.5 or above. I like to do 7.0 or above because that's like neutral area. But if you can find something more alkaline, then do like a 7.5 or above. That's nice and clear. You don't want chlorine in your water. You don't want different minerals, fluoride, anything like that. Clean, clear water. All these things will help benefit you, not just now, but in the future, for your future health also. So that being said, thank you so much for listening to this health and wellness episode. We'll talk with you guys next time.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.